Morning. Today's daf in Menachos, Sadi Aleph. We are in Sadi Mitbeis, we're towards the bottom of the Amud. And our discussion today will be exclusively, entirely, on the topic of Nesachim. The Mishnah taught us yesterday on Sadi Amud Beis that the Karbanos, generally speaking, require Nesachim. Kol Karbanos Tzibor Ve'yachitunim Nesachim. So the Mishnah gives us a general rule. Basically, the rule is, if you're a Karban, whether it's individual or whether it's private, there will be a Nesachim requirement to it, with the notable exceptions. And the Mishnah provides the notable exceptions. Bechor, Maaser, Pesach. So three types of Karban Shlamim do not require Nesachim. Firstborn animal, every tenth animal in the Karban Pesach. And Chatzos and Asham do not require Nesachim as well. Those are the exceptions. And then there are the rules. And even when the exceptions are going to be exceptions, for Chatzos and Asham, the Chatzos and Asham of the Metzorah do in fact require Nesachim. Good. I can't tell you that over the course of today's daf, we're going to go back and forth on a lot of different shitos. Meaning, really, when you walk away from today, that will be the conclusion. What we just said right now, and don't turn me off yet, but what we just said right now, that's it. That's really the conclusion. And then it's just going to be a question today. It's going to be a lengthy gemara today in terms of how we arrive at these conclusions and what are the source of these halachas. So I'm going to go over what I said yesterday, and let's recap. We turned our attention to the parsha of Nesachim. First of all, what are Nesachim? So again, we all know that, but it's important to go over. So Nesachim are the accessories that come together with every carbon. So you bring a carbon and you accessorize the carbon. The Torah tells us how to accessorize. So you're going to bring flour and oil. The amount of flour and oil is going to be dependent on the type of animal. For a large animal, for a ben bakar, so the Torah says that you're going to bring let's start with the flour. 3 isaron of flour, together with 6 lugin of oil, that's chatziyahin, together with 6 lugin of wine. The flour and oil are going to be mixed together. They're going to be burnt in its entirety on the top of the mizbeach. The wine is going to be poured on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. If you're going to bring a mid-sized animal, a ram, that ram is a sheep that is male and in its second year of life. When I say in its second year, I mean from 1 to 2. Later this morning, we're going to talk about how there's a little bit of a tweener stage between being a sheep and being a ram. We'll talk about that later this morning. But a ram is a mid-sized animal, and so therefore, it too is going to have Nesachim. Nesachim are, again, 2 isaron of flour and 4 lug of shemen mixed together, burnt on the mizbeach, and 4 lug of wine. And then finally, there is the smallest of the animals, the sheep, and a goat also, where you're going to be bringing 1 isaron of flour with 3 lugin of wine. And we already noted earlier in this perek, the ratios are going to be different. Obviously, it's now working at a ratio of 3 to 1, as opposed to 2 to 1. And they're going to be mixed together, burnt on top of the mizbeach, together with wine, 3 lugin of wine. You'll notice that the wine and oil are always going to have the same volume. Okay, good. Adkan, that comes as just a basic information, ABCs for the Nesachim, and let's begin. Now, I know we already started the Braisa yesterday, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to start from the beginning of the Braisa. Because really, the entirety of today's daf is all going to be rooted in the Braisa. So the more we're familiar with the Braisa, the better we're better equipped we're going to be in terms of handling today's daf. Tanur Rabbanan, so let's begin. We begin by looking at the Braisa of Asisa Mishel Hashem Yachul Kol Ola Lishim. So I might have thought that every Ola, Yachul Kol HaOla Lishim. I might have thought that everything goes up on the fire is going to be subject to the is going to have a requirement of Nesachim. Yay, Taun Nesachim, I feel a Mincha. And that would include Mincha as well. So Tam Olam or Ola. So by virtue of the fact that the Torah says the word Ola, that comes to tell me that only a animal, not a Mincha. Shlamim Minayin, how about to include Shlam? Tam Olam or Zevach. So the Torah uses the word Zevach. Now again, the Psukim, I'm not going to go through the Psukim inside. I know I'm going to run out of time if I read the Psukim inside. I'd like to. But anyway, the Psukim are found in the Parsha of Nesachim. Please see Parsha Shlach for the Psukim in its entirety. Toda Minayin, how do I know to include Toda as well? Tamalam or O Zevach, the O is coming to include a carbon Toda. You are probably wondering, why do I need a special ribui for Toda? Toda is a carbon Shlamim. It's a form of a carbon Shlamim, but it's a carbon Shlamim. Once we already have a ribui for Shlamim, why do I need an extra ribui for Toda? I'm glad you asked that question. The Gemara later on is going to ask exactly that question. Stay tuned. Yachol Shani Marbaf Bechor Maaser Pesach. So I might have thought to include Bechor Maaser Pesach and Chatzos Vashem. Tam Lamer Lefalei Neder O Benedava. The Torah says that you're bringing the Nesachim to satisfy your voluntary obligations. Neder Nedava. Now we already know the difference between Neder and Nedava. Neder is a voluntary obligation, but you say a lie. In other words, there is personal liability that if in the event that something happens to the animal, you're still obligated to bring it. Nidava is where there is no personal liability. You volunteer to bring this animal, but specifically Zed, this animal, something happens to the animal, okay, you're no longer obligated. So it has to be something which is coming voluntarily. And the listing of karbanos that we just had, the chatzos and ashram certainly are not voluntary. They're only coming as a result of a chet. And now you're obligated to bring them. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are not voluntary. Karban Pesach, every one of us is obligated to bring on the 14th day of Nisan. Meiser, we are obligated to count all the new animals that were born this year. And every 10th animal is brought as a karban Meiser, Meiser Behema. And Bechor, firstborn animal. Once again, it's not voluntary. You have to bring the firstborn animal as a carbon. In fact, the moment that's born, it is imbued with Kedusha. Good. So that's why they're going to be excluded. Mashmal otzias elu otzias chovas abas machmas aregel, beregel, umay ninhu, olos riyah v'shalami chagiga. What about the carbonates that are brought in Yantav? They are not voluntary. They're obligations. Specifically, olos riyah v'shalami chagiga. The carbonates that you and I bring when we're ola l'regel. So we have to bring these carbonates to the base of Mikdash. They are obligatory carbonates, and therefore, you could have entertained the idea that they do not have an Nesachim requirement. So Tamalomer Obe Moadechem. So the Obe Moadechem comes to tell me that no, they in fact do require a Nesachim. The Torah goes out of its way to say Yantav Karbanos. Kol Abba Moadechem Tam Nesachim. Mashu Mahalavi Zelu Avi Sirechatos. Okay, good. So I would have thought now to include Sirechatos. The Sirechatos that are brought on Yantav, they're Yantav Karbanos. Although the other pull is that they are not voluntary, and categorically, they're not voluntary. Ho ban chova berego tamalomer v'chisasa ben bakar. Ben bakar b'chlal haya. To which the Gemara now looks at the psukim and the reference of ben bakar, which is extraneous, and see Rashi in terms of why exactly it's extraneous, but it's for our purposes right now. Let's say it succinctly, it's extraneous. So it's therefore coming to teach us b'chlal hayav lama yatsa la kish alav to create a hekesh ma ben bakar miyuchad ba b'neder minadava avko ba b'neder minadava. So it has to be a type of carbon which at least categorically could come neder minadava. Ben bakar a cow or a bull. So they could categorically be a neder. So it has to be something which at least within the category could come as a neder. A chatas offering categorically can never come as a neder or nedava. Therefore, even the chatas of yantav, and even though we have a drasha of b'moadechem, nevertheless, the chatas of yantav does not require nesachim. Lasos reich nichoch l'Hashem in abakar u'minatzon, ma'atam l'amar. So what is the Torah there coming to teach me? L'fisha ne'amar ola shomei ani af ola sa'of, mashma. I might have thought that we should include every kind of ola, including the ola bird. The Ola bird, right now the Gemara is entertaining the idea that maybe it too should have Nesachim. Tamalomer minabakar o minatzon. Div Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia looks at the Pesukim and it says minabakar o minatzon. And for Rabbi Yoshia's standpoint, it's there to teach me that that only an animal requires Nesachim. Birds, even though birds can be brought as an Ola, do not require Nesachim. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer ein otzarech. Now, from Rav Yonasan's standpoint, I don't need that. I don't need that drasha to arrive at the conclusion. I agree with the conclusion, says Rav Yonasan. But I don't need that drasha. The Torah says the word zevach. Oaf is not considered a zevach. Zevach is generally what we describe as a shlamim. We know that shlamim cannot come from a bird. A bird can only come either as a chatas or as an ola, and that's it. So imkem atam alomer minabakar minatzon. So why does the Torah have to then say the words minabakar minatzon? Lefisha namar adavki adam ki akriv mekem karban laHashem minabehema minabakar minatzon yachol haomer hare alai ola yavi mishnehem. So since we know that the Torah describes an ola as either minabakar minatzon, and if a person commits himself to bringing an ola, I might have thought that he should have to bring bakar and tzon. So atam alomer minabakar o minatzon. That's why the Torah has to therefore go out of its way to say minabakar o minatzon, ratza echad mevi, ratza shnai mevi. Which means now that you have an option. You could bring one or you could bring both. But the O over there is coming to teach me that it does not have to be both. It could be one or the other. Okay. Ad kan. All right. So that is a lengthy brisa. And again, what the brisa did is it taught us the Mishnah, but using the psukim as the backbone of all the sources of the halachas. The brisa is no different than the Mishnah. Well, the Mishnah said in three lines, the Braisa took a half of an Amud. But again, the difference is that the Braisa actually takes us through the Psukim and explains and expounds the Pasuk in terms of how we extract all these halachas from the Pasuk.
Rabbi, a quick question, but maybe the Gemara will ask us later. Maybe, but my Adecha,
why do I need drasha? Some of them, you'll double check me afterwards. Some of them do not have nesachim mentioned. You're right. The ones in Parshas Pinchas, right? I see it also. So they do have nesachim. But all the karbanos in Parshas Amor. By the way, the Gemara is not going to ask that question. So, okay, that much I could tell you. But we're going to have to double check. Because in Pinchas, you're right. The Nesachim there are mentioned. I'm not sure about the ones mentioned in Parshas Emor. Okay. So we'll first have to fact check. Okay. We are now going to spend the rest of today's daf going over the Braisa that we just learned together, dissecting nearly every point of the Braisa, a number of Havaminas in the course of today's daf. There's a lot of Gemara that we're going to be covering. I'm going to go slightly quicker than usual. Apologies in advance. Rabbi Yonasan Lama Likra. So the Gemara says, now for Rabbi Yonasan, so I need a drasha. I need to darshan. Meaning, I need a special drasha to tell me that if I commit myself to an ola, I might have thought that I'm going to have to bring both, and a drasha is to tell me that I'm not going to have to bring both. To which the Gemara says, I don't understand. We are talking about Rabbi Yonasan. So Lama Likra, ha amar achi parlacha kasav yachtav. Now we know Rabbi Yonasan's general shita throughout Shas, and that is as follows. When the Torah gives us a listing, we do not assume that they are co-joined unless the Torah says the words yachtav. Where do we have it most clearly articulated in the Torah? By Shanes. The Torah says sema upishtim yachtav. The Torah says that you're not allowed to wear wool and linen together. So that means to tell me that when the Torah says the words yachtav, we assume then that they have to be together. But in the absence of the word yachtav, according to Rabbi Yonasan, we will not assume that they're together, but it's just simply a listing and everyone in of itself. I'll give you another example. Rashi brings it down. The Torah says, "Ish isha shei kalal saviv esimo mosimas." A person, rachmanusk, is to curse his mother or father. Now, I said the word or. The Torah says, "Aviv es aviv vi esimo." Father and mother. So mosimas. So you're subject to the death penalty. Now, subject to the death penalty for what? For cursing both or either or? So once again, if you're Rabbi Yonasan, the answer is clear. It's either or. We only assume that it's both when the Torah says the words yachtav. Otherwise, we will assume it's either or. So that what the Gemara is asking is a wonderful question. So for Rabbi Yonasan, I never will assume both unless the Torah says the words yachtav. Here, by the Karbanos, the Torah does not say the word yachtav. So therefore, I'm left to assume that it's not both, but it's either or. So why do I need a drasha for Rabbi Yonasan? Explains the Gemara Itzterech. No, even for Rabbi Yonasan, it's necessary as now we turn, about to turn to the top of Sadi Aleph. Itzterech, Sakadat Chamina. I might have thought, Ho Vichsiv, Min Hatzon. The Torah says Min Hatzon. It does not say Min Abakar U Min Hatzon, but rather it says Min Hatzon, Keman Dichsiv Yachdav. Meaning, the Torah does not say Min Hatzon without the Vav, it says U Min Hatzon. So now that Vav is a conjunction, and I would have understood it to mean, without the drasha, and. And therefore, even according to Rav Yonasan, and even though the Torah does not use the word yachtav, but the Vav serves as a conjunction, joining the two together, and therefore, I would have thought it has to be both. Kamash Malan. That's now the Chiddush needed even for Rav Yonasan. Ula Rav Yoshia da Amar, Af Agav de Loksiv, Yachtav, Kamandichsiv, Yachtav Dami. So the Gemara says now, according to Rav Yoshia stands on the other side of this issue, where Rav Yoshia says that when the Torah gives us a listing, so we will assume that it's together, unless the Torah tells us outright that it's not together. So the example that I just gave of cursing one's father and one's mother. So for Rav Yoshia's standpoint, had the Torah not, in other words, I didn't quote the continuation of the pasuk over there, but in the continuation, the Torah goes and separates the father and mother. So, according to Rav Yoshi, you know why? Because without separation, I would have thought that the death penalty is only incurred when it's both, not one or the other. So, Rav Yoshi's general position, unlike Rav Yonasan, is that we always assume that it's connected and it's together unless the Torah goes out of its way to separate. So, according to Rav Yoshi, it's commanded chsiv yachtav dami, so li ba'ikra. So according to him now, I need a pasuk. So haksiv imola karbono min abakar, v'im min hatson karbono. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we do have a pasuk that separates them. Meaning, if you go back to the beginning of Vayikra, we are now in Perek Aleph of Vayikra. The Torah says, imola karbono min abakar. And then the next parsha says, v'im min hatson karbono. There the Torah clearly differentiates and separates the different types of animals, which means that when you say you're going to bring an Ola, you are not committing to both, but either or. V'idach, now we flip back to Rabbi Yonasan, because for Rabbi Yonasan, this is unnecessary. So it's still necessary, says the Gemara. I might have thought that that's true, but mefarish, where you clearly articulate which kind of animal you would like to bring. But if you do not articulate which animal you're going to bring, and you simply say that you're going to be bringing an Ola, I might have therefore thought, laisi mitarvayu, that you should be bringing both. So Kamash Milan, so the Chiddush is that even when you say Ola without articulating which kind of carbon it's going to be, it's still going to be either Bakar or Tzon, but it does not have to be both. Good. Amamar. We're going back to the Brisa. The Brisa says, which carbonus require Nesachim? And again, we go through the Pesukim and Parsha Shlachim or Darshaning. And one of the points we said, and we need a special ribui to include the carbon Toda, which, as I already foreshadowed this question, I don't understand. If we already said that the Shlamim requires Nesachim, a Toda is just simply a Shlamim type of carbon. So of course it's going to require Nesachim, and meanwhile, without the special ribui, the Toda would not have required Shlomim. Why does it need a special ribui? So Tamalam Ro Zevach, Atu Toda Lav Zevachu, and the Gemara asked the question succinctly, beautifully. Toda is a Zevach, it's a Shlomim. So why would I have thought otherwise? It's Terech. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. Because So the Gemara entertains a really interesting Havamina, and that is, you know, the Toda, it already has Lechem. And therefore, I would have thought it shouldn't require Nesachim. Now, why should that be? I would have said the simplest pshat, and this is the second pshat of Rashi. I work with the top Rashi. So the simplest pshat would be, because you know what the lechem of the Toda is? It's basically the Nesachim substitute. Meaning, think about it. Actually, I hear it very well. What is Nesachim when I say what? Meaning, physically, what's Nesachim? It's flour, oil, and wine. What's lechem? It's flour and oil. So since the carbon Toda already has lechem accompanying it, so therefore that basically serves as a nesachim substitute. That's the second pshat in Rashi, and that's why I would have thought, without the drasha, a Toda does not require nesachim. Rashi also gives another pshat as well over here, a really interesting one. Do you know why I would have thought that the Toda does not require nesachim? Because it's not a real zevach. Again, Rashi's saying this. I'm not saying it. But it's not a real zevach. I'll quote the Rashi inside. It's not a real zevach. Meaning, what is a real zevach? A real zevach is protein. Protein and just protein, meaning it's an animal. But the toda, you got right. You got some crackers with it. You got, right. So it's not a bona fide zevach. It's not a zevach in of itself. That's why I would have thought that a toda does not require nesachim. Good. So the chiddush is, and that's why I need a special drasha to include the toda. Umayshna me'el nazir. The Ika Bahadeh Lechem or by Nesachim. Now the Gemara says, okay, great. But you know, by the Isle of the Nazir, which has bread accompanying it, and meanwhile, we didn't flinch when it comes to the Isle of the Nazir, meaning Nesachim are brought with it. There's no Havamina that I would have thought otherwise. And why not? So, Sagadat Chamina, Hasam Shnei Minamar, Bahachar, Bamin and Kamash Malan. But the Gemara says, yeah, I know you're right, but it's true the Isle of the Nazir has some bread. But just a little bit. Now, I'm saying the word little bit, relatively speaking. Meaning, just 20 loaves of bread. But you know by the carbon toda, you know you have 40 loaves of bread. So that's why I would have thought the carbon toda is different. V'lichtu of Rechman, we're continuing in the Gemara, l'fale neder o menedava v'lo baye ola. You know, the Torah could have just simply said, ola unedava. I'm sorry, let me say that better. L'fale neder o bindava. And there was no reason to write the word Ola. Why does the Torah need to write the word Ola in order to instruct us when the Nesachim required or when or not? Neder and Nedava would be enough, wouldn't it? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why it wouldn't have been enough. Ilo kasav rachmana Ola havamina. Without, if the Torah did not have the word Ola and just had the word Neder and Nedava, here's how we would have looked at the Pasuk and darshan the Pasuk. V'asisa mishela Hashem, you're going to offer an Isha, a burnt offering, klal. Lefali neder nedava, to be brought as a voluntary offering, neder nedava prat. That's an example. And then l'reich nicholach chazer uklal. And the words l'reich nicholach are there now to give another generality. And you know what we have right now? Klal prat uklal. Liat adan elakein prat. So we are now operating using the methodology of klal prat uklal. And now we're looking at the middle example as just that, as an example. And what are the characteristics of the example? Ma prakim beforest avishen al chait avkol ein ba al chait. So that means to say that neder and davar are not coming as a result of a sin. Exactly, they're voluntary offerings. So that means to say that any carbon that's not coming as a result of sin is going to require nesachim. Osi chatos v'ashem shein ba al chait. Good. So we'll exclude chatos and ashem, which is great because we know in fact that that's the correct exclusion. But here's where we would have gone wrong. Avi b'chor ma'aser pesach shein ba al chait. But I would have included Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach because they're not coming as a result of sin. And I would have said that they would have required Nesachim. Now we know that that's the incorrect conclusion. But without the word Ola, that's how we would have concluded. So Tam Lomar Ola, that's why I need the word Ola. Continues the Gemara. Hasha Dichsiv Ola, Klal Prat, Ma'amar Bisbei. Good. So we have the word Ola. But we also have a Klal Prat, meaning, so now what is the Klal Prat Uklal coming to teach us? So the Gemara now explains. Ma'a Prat Mefur, Sheena Mechuya Va'omed. Avkol she'eino mechuyav ve'omed. Only something that is not mechuyav ve'omed, an already existing obligation. So to anything which is already not an existing obligation, it requires nesachim. What are we coming to include by saying this? So the Gemara gives numerous examples. Number one, lahavi vlados kachim. The vlados kachim. So they are not an obligation, but nevertheless they're kabanos. Meaning, you have a carbon, it gives birth. What happens to the newborn? It's a carbon. You got to bring it. And with nesachim. Temura san, what about the temura? That too, it requires nesachim. Ola haba min amosaros, what about a carbon ola that's coming from surplus? Go back to yesterday's daf, where we talk about surplus revenues coming into the base of Mikdash, and that surplus revenue now can be are forwarded towards carbon olas for the Ketz and Mizbeach, so they're also requiring nesachim. Ashem sheneitek l'riya. Let's say we have a carbon ashem that's no longer needed. Now a chatas that's no longer needed, so we know what happens to that. Disposal. What happens to an ashem that's no longer needed? Let it graze, develop a blemish, shell it. The proceeds are going to go to a carbon ola. That too is going to require nesachim. V'chol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shman. What about a carbon that was shechted shelo l'shman? Now the owners are not going to get credited for this carbon, but it's going to be brought as a carbon and nesachim come along with it. So numerous examples of different types of karbanos, which are eino mechuyav v'omed. They are not obligations. They are just karbanos that come into existence. We just gave numerous examples of how our karbanos can come into existence, and yet they're all going to have nesachim requirements. Okay, pause for a moment. Back to the Gemara. I told you, a lot of Gemara today. Hasha da amart o. So now we have the word o, and it's used for a drasha. Lefale nedo menedav alamali. So basically now, what we're going to pick out is every time we have the word o in the parsha of Nesachim. Because we've just learned together that the o is serving as a drasha. The o previously was telling us that it is coming as a drasha to include a carbon toda. And so now we're going to pick up on every O and darshan every single O. So lefal nedem nedav alamali. So what is the O over there coming to teach me? Lechal kam, to divide, because it's rechsakadat chamina. Here's what I might have thought: adamaisi neder unedava lowly by nesachim. I might have thought that nesachim requirement is only when I bring neder and nedava. So kamash malan the icy neder lechude li by nesachim viina icy nedav lechude ni by nesachim. So the O is coming to tell me that it's not and, but rather or. And again, for the second time today, we are going to reintroduce our Tanaim of Rav Yonasan and Rav Yoshia. Hanichal Rav Yoshia for Rav Yoshia, that is good. Because remember, according to Rav Yoshia, I assume they're co-joined unless the Torah separates them. That's why I need the word O over there as separation. That's good. Ela Rav Yonasan Lamali, but for Rav Yonasan, I don't need it. Because Rav Yonasan always assumes separation. So then I don't need the word O. So what is the word O coming to tell me? Sakadat chamina aisi neder l'chudi l'bayin nesachem, aisi nedav l'chudi l'bayin nesachem, aisi neder nedav atiskim nesachem dechad kamash malan. Here's another havamina that would have worked for Rav Yonasan. And that is, if I bring neder it requires nesachim. If I bring nedava, it requires nesachim. What if I bring neder and nedava? The hava mina would have been only one set of nesachim is required for both. The O tells me no, split them up. Nesachim for the neder and nesachim for the nedava. O b'moadechem lamale. What is the word O coming to do in O b'moadechem? Sagdachem ina hani mili dekamaisi ola b'neder shlamim nedava inami ipcha. If I'm bringing a neder, an ola is a neder, and a shlamim is a nedava, or the opposite, so then fine, two sets of nesachim. Avahecha dekamaisi ola ushlamim neder. But let's say I'm bringing an ola neder and a shlamim neder inami ola ushlamim nedava, or an ola nedava and a shlamim nedava. So therefore, shem neder echa, shem nedava achasi, v'tziskele b'nesachim dechad kamash malan, o b'moadechem. So the O of Moadechem is coming to tell me that even though they are coming both as neder or both as nedava, it's still going to require nesachim for both. Now, v'chisasu ben bakar ola o zevach lamali, we have another O. And what am I going to do with the word O in that phrase? It's the rechsakadach lamina, again another havamina. Hani mi lehecha de kamaisi olo shlamim neder. Inami olo shlamim nedava. Avahecha de kamaisi, shtei olos. Chad beneder vechad benedava. Let's say a person commits himself to bringing two olos. One ola with recourse, a second ola without recourse. So, oh, inami shnei shlamim, echa beneder vecha benedava. Or let's say a person were to offer two shlamim. One with recourse and the other without recourse. So, Ema, Shem Shlamim Achasi, Shem Ola Achasi, Vitiskele B'Nesachim Dechad, and the Hava Mina would have been, but you know, they're both Ola. You know they're both Shlamim. So maybe one set of Nesachim would be good, Kamash Malan. That's what the O is coming to tell me, that no, that it's going to be Nesachim for each one of them. Lefale Neder O Shlamim Lamali. We have another O we're going to tackle. And what is that O coming to tell me? And all we're doing now is we're just pushing the envelope. And we are just simply saying, Havaminas of when I could have consolidated and maybe brought one set of nesachim for multiple karbanos. Consider, says the Gemara. So the Havamina would have been that if I brought the same type of animal, the same type of carbon, the same type of either neder nedava, where basically now they are replicas of one another. They are identical twin carbonas. I don't mean that genetically. I just simply mean that they are the same. And so therefore, a havamina that maybe I can now consolidate my nesachim, well, I'll bring one set of nesachim for the both. So that is what our fourth O is coming to tell me. So for those who've been keeping score at home, we have four O's in the Torah, where for each one of them, we have now basically knock down each successive havamina of perhaps consolidating the sachim to multiple karbanos, and every single time we said no consolidation. Rav Yoshia, hi, mina bakar o min atzon lamali. So according to Rav Yoshia, the word O that is found from the pasuk mina bakar min atzon, why do I need that? Now this question takes us all the way back to the beginning of Shir today, because in the beginning of Shir today we learned that according to Rav Yoshia, the mina bakar o min atzon is coming to exclude birds. Sorry, that was according to Rav Yonasan. Rav Yoshia didn't need that drasha, so now he has an extra O. So what is he going to do with that extra O? He's got now a fifth O in the Torah. So sakadat chamina hanimili betray mina yava bechad mina tizkele benesachem dechad kamash malan. So the Gemara says, if there were two different types of animals, one being a bakar and the other being a tzon, but let's say it's the same type of animal as well, so therefore I might have thought of consolidating and bringing one set of nesachem for the two. So that's the chiddush. Now kacha ta'asu le'echad. Continuing in the Gemara, sakadat chamina, I might have thought hanimili bezeachar zeh. One more havamina of the Gemara of consolidation. What if I bring the karbanos one after another, even if they are replicant karbanos of one another, right? Or if I can use my joke, right? My joke of the day, carbon copy. So the thank you. I still get a kick of it. Also, I like it.
Right.
Okay, good. So the so even if they are replicant karbanos of one another, so I might, okay, good. If they are zeh or zeh. But maybe now, just again, we're just pushing the envelope. What if I bring these two karbanos, which are the same, and I'm bringing them at the same time? So I might have thought now that I can consolidate and bring my nesachim. So kamash malan. So the chiddush is no. The chiddush is that even under those circumstances, the nesachim for each karban. If I may, by the way, it's really a simplification of all the gemaras that we just did up until now, and you know that was really a mouthful. But the basic push and pull of the gemara over here speaks to the idea that for a good amount of time, what the gemara is thinking is that nesachim is really more a function of the person giving the karban than it is of the actual karban itself. And that's why the gemara is entertaining all these ideas of consolidation. Because what's the nesachim? Is it really accessorizing the karban? Or is it just an extra obligation for me, the bringer of the karban? And what the gemara was thinking is, it's really more me. It's just an extra obligation on me. Good. And so, if I'm going to be bringing multiple karbanos, but they're basically the same, so okay, fine, so one set of nesachim. That's the havamina. And the maskana keeps repeating is that, no, nesachim is not an accessory for me, it's an accessory for the karban. And it doesn't matter how much these karbanos mimic one another, and it doesn't even matter if they're being brought at the same time. The nesachim are really a function of the karban, not a function of me, and therefore each karban is going to require its own set of nesachim. Okay, just another way to think about the same idea we just learned. Continuing the Gemara L'Shechata, so Shematzer v'Ashamotah Nesachim. So the Mishnah taught us the exception, and the Mishnah then taught us the exception to the exception. Achatas and Asham do not require Nesachim. That's the exception. The exception to the exception is the Chatas of the Mitzorah, and the Asham of the Mitzorah do require Nesachim. So, good. So there's an exception to the exception. Good. How do we know all this? So again, what we're going to do one more time, another Braisa that is going to teach us these halachas. How do I know that Tana Rabban? The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Now the Braisa is working on the psukim of the Karbanos of the Mitzorah. So that's found in the beginning of Parshas Mitzorah in Perek Yudalet. The Torah says, Shlosha Asrenim Sos Mincha. So the Torah is certainly talking about flour. Now this flour, is it Nesachim flour? Or is this a Mincha? Unclear. The Torah is not super clear about this point. To which the Braisa says, that we have a Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Torah Shabbat Peh is super clear about this point. It's Nesachim. Now, by the way, I would have guessed correctly. If left to my own devices, I would have guessed Nesachim as well. Because how many Esronim? Three Esronim. Generally speaking, when we're talking about a Mincha, it's one Isaron. Although that's not always true, we do find some Minchas that have two Isaron, but here it's three Isaron. Anyway, I would have guessed Nesachim as well, but I don't have to guess. We have a Torah Shabbat Peh. It's Nesachim. So Ata Omer b'Mincha Ba Menazevach O Ein Ola Mincha Ba B'Fnei Atzma. How do I know? Maybe with a Mitzorah, what the Torah is describing over there is just simply a Mincha obligation. Now, of course, there's a major difference whether it's Nesachim or it's a Mincha. First of all, wine. Second of all, if it's a Mincha, what happens with a Mincha? Only the komitzes get burnt on the Mizbech, and the rest is consumed by the Kohen. If it's Nesachim, all of it gets burnt on the Mizbech. So, obviously, it's a big deal whether it's Nesachim or it's a Mincha. So, Kishu Omer, Ve'ela HaKohen Es HaOlah Ve'es HaMincha. So, now the Gemara says, I know that it's Nesachim because the Torah says there in Parshas Mitzorah that the Kohen's going to bring Olah Ve'es HaMincha. So in other words, the Torah is clearly describing the mincha as an accessory to the olah. Haveomer ben mincha ba'im mezevach hakasav medaber ve'adayin in yodea im tuna nesachim v'imlav. Oh, but you know what I'm not sure about? Is there also going to be wine? Now it's really interesting because the Gemara now is entertaining for a moment the idea that yeah, we're going to bring nesachim, but only flour and oil, because that's the only thing that the Torah there articulates. But maybe no wine. Okay, and I guess it begs really a fundamental question. Is there such a thing as Nesachim sans wine? Well, the Gemara is right now entertaining a Havamina, but it's just a Havamina. So Tam Lomar, the Yain Lanesach Revisa Hintasa Al Haola Ulazevach Kevasa Achad. So, and the Drasha goes as follows. Ola Zu Olos Mitzorah. Zevach Zu Chatzas Mitzorah. O Lezevach Zu Asha Mitzorah. So, we are now turning to the Psukim and Parsha Shlach. We have some vague reference to Ola, O, Zevach. So from those three words, we're going to be darshaning. Ola is the Ola of the Mitzorah. Zevach is the Chatzas of the Mitzorah. And O is the Asham of the Mitzorah. Okay. Now, how do we know that those three words in Parsha Shlach is making a reference to the Karbanos of the Mitzora? Such a wonderful question. It's the Gemara's question. Before we even get there, why don't we just darshan everything from just the word Zevach, the Amar Mar, and in fact, it is plausible. It is a fair to suggest that multiple Karbanos can be learned from the word Zevach. How do I know that? The Gemara bases it on another halacha, Chatas, and Asham Minayin. How do I know that there is a requirement to take the hair cut off by the Nazir, and which is cooked under the Shlamin, and not only put it under the pot of the Shlamin, but as well, Chatas and Asham as well, Minayin Tamar Lamar, Zevach. By virtue of the fact that the Torah by Nazir says the word Zevach, it comes to include all the Karbanos of the Nazir, not just the Shlamin, but the Chatas and the Ola as well. I didn't mean Ola. The Chatzis and the Asham. It can't be Ola because Ola is burnt on the Mizbeach. The Chatzis and the Asham. So Hani merely good. So the whole point over there is that the word Zevach is not just limited to one carbon. But the Gemara says that's right. But Hani merely Hechad de Tavayu ki Adadininu, but that's when the Karbanos are functionally the same. Ava Hechad de Asham lahachshiv v'chatzis lachaper. But when it comes to the Mitzora, the Asham and the Chatzis of the Mitzora are not the same. Asham, Hechshir. That reintroduces him back into the Beis HaMikdash, allows him to eat karbanos. The chatzos of the Mitzora, kapara. Now, I know you could have argued, he's been a Mitzora now for a long time, or however long he was. That could have been kapara enough, it's not. In other words, he needs a chatzos as well. Since they are functionally different, the chatzos and the Asher and the Mitzora, so therefore being in Trey Cry, I need two psukim for the multiple karbanos of the Mitzora. Now we're going to go back, and now I'm going to re-ask the question. Again, the Chatas and the Asham of the Mitzorah require Nesachim, and the Ola, sorry. All three Karbanos of the Mitzorah require Nesachim. So it's the exception to the exception. Now, how do I know that? So we turn to Parsha Shlach, and we cite the phrase, Ola O Zevach, and we're using those three words now as code for alluding to the Karbanos of the Mitzorah. How do we know that the Psukim in Shlach is referencing the Karbanos of the Mitzora? I'm glad you asked. The Gemara asks. Zevasu chatas mitzora ve'ema chatas v'ashem denazir. Okay, look. The Torah is not clear about which Karbanos it's talking about. Maybe it's talking about the chatas and the ashem denazir. Lo sakadacha detayin. The Gemara says no. I'll tell you why it's not. Because we already have another drasha in Parsha Shlach dedicated to the Karban of the Nazir. The Pasuk says, v'minchasam niskeyem. Sorry. This is the Pasukim. Sorry. This is a psukim by Nazir. The Torah says in Parshas Naso, Omin Chasam Niskeim, Olaso Vishlamav Hakasa Medaber, talking about the Ola and the Shlamim. So Ata Omer Beloso Vishlamim, O Eino Ela Afilo Vechatas, Tamal Omer Vesa Ayo Yasa Zevach Shlamim, Omin Chasov Nisko. Ayo Bechlal Haya, the Ayo was part of the Nazir's Karbanos, Lama Yatsa Lahaki Shalav. Ma Ayo Meuchar Abab Nedem Nedava, Avko Ba Nedem Nedava. Meaning the chatas of the Nazir does not require Nesachim because categorically it's not a voluntary offering. Masha Enkein, the Shlamim and the Ola of the Nazir are categorically a Neder Nedava, and therefore even when as the Nazir brings it, he's going to have to bring Nesachim together with it as well. Good. Ola Zu Olas Mitzora. So in other words, we know that it can't be referring to the Nazir simply because we have another drasha for Nazir. Ola Zuolas Mitzora. Once again, we return back to the point of the Ola in Shlach being a reference to the Ola of the Mitzora. The Ema Ola Yoledes. There's another Ola that offered by the Yoledes. Maybe that should require Nesachim. Amar Abaya Ola Yoledes Misef de Karnavka. It does require Nesachim, but we learn it based on another drasha. The drasha is the Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer Lekeves Zuolas Yoledes. We are back in the parsha of Nesachim. The Torah says the word lekeves. That's a reference to the Ola of the Yoledes. Ha'echad ze'acharasar shel ma'aser shekrav shlamim. Shlamatzina la b'chol ha'Torah she'etafel chamor min ha'ikar. Ha'echad is making reference to animal number 11. Let's say this over quickly. When we learn b'choros together, mesechta b'choros together, we will say this not quickly. Now we're going to say quickly. And that is when you're counting your animals for the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behemah, and accidentally, number 11 comes out and you count it as number 10, it will have kedusha of a shlamim, and you're offering it as a shlamim, even though it's not number 10. Again, let's just say it simply right now. Let's say it flatly. It's offered as a shlamim. Should it require nesachim? The answer is going to be yes. If you think about it, it makes no sense. Number 10 that comes out, the meiser, does that require nesachim? No. And meanwhile, the derivative meiser behema, number 11 that you miscounted, is going to require nesachim? Okay. That's why I would have thought it shouldn't require nesachim, but meanwhile it does. Okay. We'll do this much better when we get to Masechta Becharos. Anyway, that is approach number one in terms of how I know that it's referencing the karbanos of the mitzara, simply because all the other karbanos are spoken for. Rava gives another answer. I'll say it's an easier answer. I don't know if it's easier, but right. Rava Amar Eza Davar Shetzarach Shlosha Ribuyim Havi Amar Ze Mitzara. Look. We have three consecutive words. Zevach, Zevach O, right, sorry, right. The Zevach O, sorry. Ola O Zevach, thank you. Okay, right. Ola O Zevach. So those are three consecutive words referencing the three karbanos. Where do we have throughout the Torah that someone is required to bring three karbanos? So the answer is the Mitzorah. Now, again, it's not super simple because the Nazir also has three karbanos that he needs to bring, but we already have a drasha for the Nazir. Anyway, that's how Rav arrives at the conclusion that we're referring to the karbanos of the Mitzara. Let's do a little bit more for this morning. La'ayol. Okay, we're back in the psukim of the Nesachim in Parsha Shlach, and we have the extra word la'ayol, lamali. So what is that coming to teach me? I'm a Rav Sheshos, the Rabbah, Seilu Shal Aaron, the Isle of Aaron that's brought in Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Eilu Shal Aaron, but Moadechem Nafka. What do you mean? It's a Yantav Karban. So since it's a Yantav Karban, so it requires Nesachim. Didn't we say that earlier? Now the Gemara says, yeah, we did, but Sagadat Chamina Hanimili, Ditzibra Vadiachilo. Yeah, communal Yantav Karbanos require Nesachim. This is a private Yantav Karban of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe I would have thought it shouldn't require a Nesachim. Maishna me olas yoledes, saka dat chamina hanimil davishin kavulozman, avadur davish kavulozman emalo, kamash malan. Look, the yoledes is going to bring her carbon ola, and that requires nesachim. Why would the isle of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur be any different? And the Gemara says, once again, I'll try to explain. When it comes to the yoledes, that is not calendaric. When it comes to the Isle of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it is calendaric, and therefore I would have thought that it is more obligatory in nature, and therefore not requiring a sachim. That's the Havamina. O la'ayol lamali. Now at this point in today's daf, you already know. You see the word O, so that comes and brings about another drasha. So the Isle is making reference to the Isle of the Kohen Gadol as we just established. What about O la'ayol? What is that coming to teach me? Larabbas is a palgas, it's coming to include the palgas. What's the palgas? So that's our tweener that I spoke about earlier this morning. A kevis is a male sheep from birth, and I don't actually mean birth, 8 days old, right? Yamashmina Vahala, Yeratzeh, and up until it finished its first birthday. So at that point, it's considered a kevis. And the nesachim are, like I described earlier this morning, the smallest amount in volume. Then it's going to turn two. Now when I say turn two, when we're talking about karbanos, we meaning after it completed its first year, in its second year now, it's considered a two-year-old. As such, it's now an aisle in its male form. It's now an aisle, and the nesachim are the next level of nesachim, like we described earlier this morning. More nesachim. We could say that now nice and simple. Wait, just give me a moment. So, there is, however, a tweener stage, an adolescence, if you will, between sheep and ram, right? So we have an adolescent stage. So what is the adolescent stage? So it's the 13th month. After it turns a year, but while it's in its 13th month, so now it's in a tweener stage. It's what in halacha is referred to as a palgas. Could be that the word palgas comes from the word plag, like plaga mincha. Okay, it's in some sort of in between stage. As such, the question now is in this tweener stage. So are we bringing the Sachem as a kevis or that of an aisle? That's the word O. That's the ribui. So The Gemara says, "Rabbi, the Sapalga said you were going to bring the Sachem as out of an aisle." So the Gemara says, "Great." For Rav Yochanan, who establishes that the Palgus is considered its own separate entity, it is its own category. So that's very good. Didnan, and this is now a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Parah talks about the Palgus. He krivu mevi alav nischei ayel ve'inu ola lo mizivcho. The Mishnah tells us that you bring the nesachim of the aisle, but it is if he's obligated either an aisle or kevis, it does not satisfy his obligation. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan O la'ayel Rabbos as a pagas, and the O is coming to tell me that the nesachim that's brought is going to be that of the aisle. But in other words, if let's say he was on the hook to bring an aisle, it doesn't work. That doesn't satisfy his obligation. If he was on the hook to bring a keves, this too does not satisfy his obligation. It's mamash. I'm going to say a birya bifnei atzma. It's not its own animal, but it's its own category, meaning it's not keves and it's not aisle. But Ella Barpada Damar Maisi Umasne, but according to Barpada, who says, look, this pagas, it's something. Meaning, that's really smart. Just the opposite of smart. Meaning, pagas is either a kevis or it's an aisle. It just happens to be, we don't know. So what you can do is you can make a tanai. And you say, if it's a kevis, so the whatever nesachim is extra is going to be extra. If it's an aisle, so then it's good. Now,
this is not brera.
In other words, we just simply don't know what it is.
But I mean, you're using a brera concept on it, no?
We can discuss after. I'll stick around. But sveikahu. So it's the krala rebuya sveika. So the Gemara says, and now you're telling me that according to Barpada, so it is something categorically. We just don't know which category fits in. Does it fit into kevis or does it fit into aisle? So now over here, I need a drasha now to include which nesachim are to be brought. So the Vadila Barpada Kasha, the Gemara says, you're right. For Barpada, that in fact is going to be difficult. And a chinami. I don't need a drasha according to Barpada. Okay, and we are now going to darshan more psukim in the parsha of Nesachim, and it goes as follows. Lashor echad matam lama lefisha matzina shechalak akasu ben nischa ayol nischa keves yochol nechalak ben nischa par leniske egol. So tam lama lashor echad. So even though in the world of sheep we made a differentiation between the sheep and the ram in terms of the amount of nesachim that are brought, one could have considered that the same thing should be done with cattle. Meaning that if it's an egel versus whether it's a shor, and again, that's going to be differentiated by age. An egel is ben shana when it's in within its first year. A shor is when after its first year. So therefore, I might have thought the nesachim should be different. That is what we're learning from shor ha'echad. By cow, by bull, it is always the standard amount. Look, we already know that by sheep there's a difference between 1-year-old and 2-year-old, as we already explained. So yachol nechalek ben niske ben shtayim leniske ben shalosh. I might have thought that maybe there should be a differentiation between a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. Tamalamar o la'ayol ha'achad. No. In other words, once the animal is an ayol, that's it. That's the maximum amount of nesachim you're going to bring, even as a 3-year-old. Ola said, "Bakvasim atam alam lefisha matzina shechalak akasu ben niske kevas leniske ayol yochol nechalek ben niske kivsa leniske richela." So tam alam or ola said, "Bakvasim." By the male sheep, we made a distinction between a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. By a, I hope I get this right. By a ewe, right? That's female. Okay, good for me. So I might have thought that we should make a differentiation between a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. So the Torah is telling me no, that only by the male version are we going to differentiate between a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old, not by the female version. Oh, by izim atam alamar lefisha matzina shechalak akas ben niske kevitz leniske ayo yachol nechalak ben niske gedil leniske seir. So atam alamar oh by izim. I might have thought that we should make a differentiation by goats. Look, by sheep we differentiate a male 1-year-old and a male 2-year-old. One's a kevis, the other is an aisle. Their amounts of nesachim are different. I might have thought that by goats we should make such a differentiation. That's what we're coming to learn. No. I'm Rav Papa Badag Lan Rava. Rav Papa says that we had a feher. We were tested by Rava. And the test went like this. Niske rechela bekama. How much do I bring? How much nesachim do I bring for a rechela? Rechela is my female sheep, 2 years of age. And again, I say 2-year-old, I mean within 2 years. Upashin le memas nisan. And the answer was given from a Mishnah. Right? He quoted a Mishnah to answer the question. So Gedi Mishamish Lenitzchetzon Shal Gedolim Shal Katanim Shal Zecharim Shal Nekevos Chutz Mishal Elim. The word Gedi is the Nesachem of sheep, whether they are big or small, whether they are male or female, except for the aisle, meaning the ram is the only exception. But everything else within the world of sheep is considered the smallest Nesachem, meaning he passed the test.